Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Lumo SA. Aussie owned, made for Adelaide.
Yeah, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde. Now, if you want to get the internet from only $59, Malcolm, just go to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. As we said, $59.
$59.
Search Mate online. And a good mate of ours is Jason Gillespie.
He's everyone's mate tonight.
Well, the monkey's off their back. He said their squad, we spoke with him only weeks ago with KG, he said it's a lot better squad. They're heading in the right direction. Dizzy, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Will. Really appreciate it, mate.
And it means a lot, doesn't it? You know, for a lot of hard effort, people might say, look, it's a one-day game, but you've got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, most certainly. We did win a game of cricket last year, and, I suppose people were sort of getting on the players' backs a bit and getting stuck into South Australia and South Australian cricket. They were almost, seen, as the whipping boys and that. So to see us go out and play such a dominant game, led by our captain, Travis Head, it was fantastic to see.
You've seen a lot of good innings. You've probably been on the end of a few good batsmen too, but where does Travis's innings rate? I mean, that's just remarkable, 230 of 120 balls.
Yeah, I think you have to put into context because my understanding is that it's the fastest double 100 in List A history. So in all 50-over cricket, professional 50-over cricket, it's the fastest double 100 that's ever been achieved. So I think it's an extraordinary effort and, thoroughly deserved. He hit everything out the middle of the bat and found the gaps and cleared the ropes. It was a pretty special knock and something that we're all pretty grateful to have witnessed.
Dizzy, he's a special player, and I sort of think back to David Hooks, a young David Hooks, and then you got Darren Lehman. They're all left-handers, all attacking, all can play, and maybe at times had weaknesses outside the off stump. But where is Travis in your thoughts? Because I just feel he's got another couple of gears to go. We've seen him dominate Shield cricket, we've seen him dominate one-day cricket, T20, and he's had some success at Test cricket, but you just feel there's more to it for him?
Oh, he's getting better and better all the time. I mean, it must give credit to, the people who are in charge at the SACA at the time when Travis, was picked as a young player. His first couple of seasons, he averaged sort of mid-20s with the bat, but they saw an obvious talent and showed faith in him and stuck with him. And, I don't think he got his first 100 until about his 50th knock. So, it was a long time coming, but, the hierarchy at the SACA at the time, the selectors and coaches kept the faith in him, and he's learned to develop his game and go from strength to strength. And we see a player who's got centuries in one-day cricket and Test cricket for his country, averaging 40 with the bat in Test cricket at 27 years of age is a lot of upsides, and we're gonna see the best of Travis Head in the coming years, I think.
Jason, he's in the same club as you now, a double 100, a special double 100, and a record-making 200. Do you talk about your things together now? You've got something in common, the captain and the coach.
I wish I could have played a knock, something like that, the way you hit the ball. It was quite extraordinary. If I, it took me a long time to score those runs, and but very different context. I can only dream of, playing a knock anywhere near Travis's, but yeah, every now and again, Malcolm, I've got a sports and story for years to come, talking about the double 100, but look, I think Travis's knock it's as special a knock as you'll see, and loved being part of it, being there to witness that. And I think everyone that was there yesterday who witnessed that live will go away with a lasting memory.
Hey, you're in another club too, aren't you? You've got a statue at Adelaide Oval somewhere.
Oh. Pat each other on the back, you two.
Is this a mutual projection party here?
Very good. Hey, can I just ask you about Brendan Doggett? I mean, you've recruited a couple of players, and he got four for the other day. He's lively.
Yeah, he certainly is. That's something we identified at the end of the season. We reviewed the season, identified areas maybe we could improve in our squad. And we identified top-order batting, and we made key recruitments in that department. We also identified pace bowling. We have a number of seamers, we had a number of medium paces, we just felt that point of difference, a genuine fast bowler, could really add value to our attack and lead our attack. And Brendan fits that bill perfectly. And a guy who can bowl, you know, over 90 mile an hour is a massive asset for any team. So we're really excited that he agreed to join us. And, you know, looking forward to seeing him. We saw the glimpses of what he could do yesterday. Got 4 wickets and look forward to seeing him replicate that form in the field.
Now, Dizzy, as a coach and a great former fast bowler, Karen Rolton-Ovell, is it too batsman friendly? And I'm thinking more for your Shield, not so much a one day game. That's fine to make lots of runs, but you also need to take 20 wickets in a Shield game. Does it need to have a bit more juice in it?
Yeah, look, I understand what people, when they look at the scores and they see, you know, a lot of runs being scored and maybe not so many wickets being taken, but I think you've got to put it in a context. Our Shield game against Western Australia a few weeks ago, you know, had we taken our chances in the first and second innings, we missed a couple of opportunities in the field. We also, in our first innings, it must be said, we lost 6-46, which probably prevented us getting a 150-run lead and really driving the game forward. It took time out of the game. Had we not had that collapse, we could have probably brought some more time into the game, go into the last day in a session and give ourselves 4 sessions to bowl at Western Australia with a 150-170-run lead. So, you know, there's those missed opportunities that I think, you know, we've identified now with you on areas that we can probably be sharper in. So, look, I understand people's point. They look at it and go, oh, there's been all these hundreds scored there. What must be said, yesterday, although Travis Head got that 200 and the wonderful knock it was, there were 3 bowlers in the game that got 4 wickets.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't happen that often in domestic one-day cricket. And out of the 20 possible wickets to fall, 18 wickets were taken by the bowlers in a rain-affected game. So we didn't even get full quota of the 100 overs. So, you know, I see people's points and understand their and respect their opinions, but the evidence is there that wickets are able to be taken on that surface if you're willing to put the effort in.
Yeah, and one of those that took 4 was Lloyd Pope. You know, I guess he's had this, will he be another Shane Warne over his head for so long now as a young man. But yeah, he did take his 4 wickets, Jason.
Yeah, he certainly did, and he took 7 wickets in 37 overs in the Shield game, Malcolm. And look, Lloyd's got improvements to make. There's no doubt about that. He's a fine young man. He's learning his craft. It must be said, he's probably trying to execute the most difficult craft in our sport. And he got 4 wickets yesterday. Yes, he bowled okay. There's areas for improvement. Look to minimise the bad balls and look to bowl more good deliveries. But he did get 4 wickets and he changed the game. He got Sam Haslett out when he was on 90 off 50 balls. So, you know, there's really good signs. And, you know, people talk about comparisons between him and someone like Shane Warne. Completely different bowlers. You know, Lloyd's big weapon is his wrong-un. Shane Warne's big weapon is his big turning leg spinner. So for a start, they're two completely different bowls.
Dizzy, you gave us an assessment of where Trav is. Alex Carey, we're talking about Alex. I'm surprised all the noise about other keepers. I would have thought Alex has waited in the wings now for Tim Payne for quite a while. He's made his runs, he's taken his catches, yet we still hear Jimmy Pearson, you know, Inglis, Philippi, these sort of guys. Surely he's the next cab off the rank. What more does he have to do?
I certainly concur with that assessment that he should be the next cab off the rank. And I believe he is. I think once Tim Payne decides to hang up the gloves, I think Alex is in prime position to take on that role behind the stumps. I think he's primed. He's ready to go. He's keeping brilliantly, which is really important. You know, everyone focuses on his batting, but his keeping is of high class and getting better. So, you know, for me, that's a really important distinction to make as well. You know, but his batting, he's in superb form as well. So, you know, fully expected, looking forward to, you know, when that opportunity arises, he'll be able to grab that in the test side with both hands.
Yeah, you spoke about Nathan McAndrew. There's another Nathan McSweeney, just a youngster. Have you seen his progress?
Yeah, he's had a couple of opportunities in the one-day side. I thought he batted nicely with Travis out there yesterday. He got 37, I think, of 28 balls. He was someone we identified as someone that could fulfill a role as a more of a top order player for us going forward. And Look, he's a young man. He hasn't had many opportunities in his native Queensland, and he's come to South Australia seeking more opportunity, more game time. And, look, he's had an opportunity so far in one day cricket, and we think he's a very, very talented cricketer, and look forward to him having a long career in South Australia.
Great stuff, Dizzy. Good luck in the Shield game.
Good on you, Will. Thanks, mate. Thanks, Malcolm.
Anyway. Dizzy Gillespie, yep, another statue. All that for Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Only $59 internet. Search Mate online.